You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I just love talking to you about this because you are so like the person I want to talk to you about all this stuff. What are we doing here with this earth? How do we get out of earth? And like once we're done here, where do we go? Like what's happening after this? Because I don't believe it's just lights out, done. You're in heaven. I mean, that's wonderful. And like you said, that can work for people. But like for me, it's like, no, it's like we lose our physical body. Our soul elevates up. And now we're going somewhere else. And we're going somewhere else with this elevated knowledge that we gained from this experience in this lifetime. But like, how do we get out of earth? Do we have to keep coming back here? And then where are we ultimately going? Like what are we doing with this information that we're learning from earth?
Here's the thing is we gotta flip it on its head, is ask yourself why you returned to Earth as your purpose work.
Do we ever get to get out of here?
Not why you're stuck out here. Because I believe you've been way beyond, you know, from your energy, you've been way beyond Earth. Right? You've been the places that you've been, you know. If you look at, let's say you look at archangels, for example, right? They might seem like, oh, Archangel Michael or Gabriel, right? And you might seem like, shoot. But how did they master the being, you know, in every place at once and having the same potency? If somebody prays to Archangel Michael, doesn't mean somebody else can't because he's busy, you know, filling the request of somebody else. You can do a million prayers at once and it happens because they mastered what I call, like, you know, you get into a place where you're so potent that your energy can fractal and the fractal is as powerful as the whole. That makes sense.
So like Archangel Michael is actually a soul that now is energetically across the board
everywhere.
Serving a lot of people.
Everywhere. Not only this planet, but everywhere, right? So how
it's
does
everywhere.
It happen where your consciousness is so high that you can be everywhere and be as potent as in each and every single representation?
And you're talking about all the universe, all the galaxies, all the stuff, everything, all the energetic field.
Because you got to realize that, and this is, and the scientists, like, you know, have explored this idea of multiple and parallel universes. Therefore, consider the fact that there may be a version of you right now, or 10,000 versions of you right now existing, and some of them have the life that you want, some of them don't.
Is it like in a physical version, or is it just in an energetic version?
It's in the physical version. They exist in different timelines, right? The way I look at it is like, it's weird because it's a concept that's kind of, it took me a while to get it.
Explain really it to me, because I've been thinking about this. Like, once you think of a version of yourself, that version exists forever. But like, how, where, what's happening?
Well, what makes you think that when you're thinking about a version of yourself, or if you're dreaming and you're dreaming, and but you're a surgeon in your dream, that's not you tapping into a version of you that exists in another reality? Right? Because sometimes have you had those dreams to where you're like, you're in that person's head, but you're in a different life. And you really don't know why you're in that life, but you're there. I'm not sure if you've had those dreams, right? And people just think it's a dream. But what if it's like, what if you're just literally, as you're sleeping, visiting and tapping into another reality where your consciousness is in there in another body, and you're for a second experiencing what it's like. That's why people have deja vu. They're like, I've been here before. I've done this before. Right?
Does that other reality continue to keep existing once I wake up back in this reality, or does it go on pause? Yeah.
No, it goes on regardless of whether you put conscious thought there or not.
Is it polluted? Is it too crowded out there with all these versions of all of us existing all over the place? Like, are we bumping into each other?
They don't, because they're in different frequencies. That makes sense. Like right now.
It's blowing my mind. Yes, my mind has a hard time getting this, but yes.
Right now, there's radio waves going on in your room. You don't hear it. You got your radio, you turn it into blues, you'll hear blues. If you turn it into rock, you'll hear rock. You don't hear blues. Turn the radio off, you don't hear anything. Does that mean that radio waves don't exist? Right? Think about all the information that's bombarding you right now from the Wi-Fi, all the social media, everything that's going on. It's all there for you to access, right? It's just that you're not tuning in on it. But just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But just because it exists doesn't mean it's interfering with your life.
But what if one of those other versions is the better choice for me to live? Like, what if how do you get into the next version?
So here's what I've always done is the concept of, since you're that version, the way we've up leveled in life and the way we learn a lot of things is we like to tap into the energy of that version of us. Because when you tap into that, that energy is so rich with information. If you have a version of you that's the happiest it's ever been and has everything it wants, when you're tapping into that energy, it might just feel like you're tapping into the energy, but that energy comes with thoughts and emotions and habits. Therefore, through time, next thing you know, you're getting these ideas, all these different things that you're getting pulled towards that you normally didn't in the past, because now you're getting the information from that energy. It's now merging with your life to where now you're becoming more of that than you normally would. That's how we do it, is we just tap into, we know there's a version of us that's achieved this and more, and we try to connect to that energy. And then once it's connected to us, we start having thoughts, emotions, ideas, we attract people that we normally wouldn't. And that's because we're now housing that energetic field stronger.
Okay. I will try to wrap up, but I just have to a few more burning questions. So Angel, is that okay? Can I have five more minutes?
Of course, absolutely. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So Archangel Gabriel and Michael and what you're talking about, who can be all these places all the time.
Yep.
They obviously, did they ever come to Earth? Did they ever have an Earth experience? And then did they get what they needed to get here? And you could only get these lessons from coming to Earth. And then once they elevated past them, now they can stay raised above having to come to this physical form and live here, and they can influence their knowledge by being above it physically. Is that what happens? Or is that what happens when you get finished with the Earth school, is that you now are at this higher level that you can infiltrate all over the place, and you've gathered the information you needed from being in the physical body?
It's a great question. I think as far as the genesis of archangels, because we have archangels that are known, and we have what I call hidden archangels that you'll never hear about. They're not in the Bible, they're not in the stories, but they exist, right? And they're not glamorized. But either way, as I've dived deep into to the area of study of angels, archangels, all that stuff, is they're all different. Some of them were just, as they were created, they were archangels. Some of them in human form lived on Earth, and through time and through learning the lessons, through evolution, their soul elevated to archangel status. Some of them did it outside of Earth, because Earth isn't the only place where there's life, and there's only places where there's consciousness. There's other places to where some archangels come from that, right? If you think about, for example, certain archangels like Metatron, they're the masters of sacred geometry and time. That predates Earth. If you look at the spirals in the galaxy, things that are before Earth, those are all sacred geometry. That's before Earth. So some have done their training before Earth. So I feel like Earth is one of the many places, but it's by far not the only place where you can learn lessons you generate from. A lot of times there are I believe, you know, souls are like beings that come from higher, more elevated planets that come to Earth to give solutions to help elevate Earth. And they never need to live on Earth. And the only struggle they have is they come from a place where there is no suffering. And now they're in a place where there is suffering. And you're like, is this a punishment? And then afterwards, they're able to see their impact and they feel good about it, right? So not everybody originates from Earth. And Earth is if you come from a place of pure love, unity, and everything is telepathic, and there's no bad, there's no evil, there's no anger, there's no shame. When you're on Earth, you're like, what the hell is this? Right? Yeah. So I believe there's that too.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.